Billy, Mikey.
Yes.
What an exciting day, huh? What an exciting day. Captain Lee is back.
I missed the first go around. This was my first experience with Captain Lee.
Right.
And it was everything you guys said it would be and more.
He was actually, I don't want to undersell it. He was a little more restrained this time. He was a little more controlled, but still he was Captain Lee.
There are a few people that make Billy smile the way Captain Lee makes Billy smile. You love Captain Lee, man.
I really do. I think, though, if we met in Captain Lee's work environment, Captain Lee would not like me, you know, at all.
He'd make us walk the plank. I mean,
yeah, he wouldn't be a fan. Speaking of walk the plank, that obviously is a game Stugatz came up with Captain Lee.
It's a good game.
And when we get started, Captain Lee just started going before we even started recording, and he just started ripping the games this past weekend, and we just jumped right into it with him. So Stugatz naturally took it to who should walk the plank, Captain Lee, because that's, you know, what you do when you talk to a captain. You know, he's not a pirate, right?
I know.
He's like a yacht captain.
Yeah, I know. I just, kind of a pirate. I mean, I don't know. Debatable. I'm with Mikey on this.
he's pirated in his life. I'm not saying he does it now, but he's definitely pirated in his life. I'm sure of it.
Hmm.
Just by the saltiness.
Who do you guys think, and I feel like there's an obvious answer, who do you think would be the worst pirate amongst us?
Wow.
Me.
No, I think Billy thinks it's going to be me, probably.
Yeah. No, I thought it was going to be me. So we all put it for ourselves. This is great.
That is so good. I have top five captains of all time, if you want. I mean.
Really?
Yeah, my list of top five captains. I mean.
Well, no, I who's the list?
I didn't steal it. I was just putting it.
The official list.
Thecaptains.com. That's a sign I should start. I mean,
for what reason?
No reason at all, Billy.
I feel like if we go back and listen to the last time Captain Lee was on, we may have had top five captains then too, but I don't know. So if you're a fan and you remember that, and we did do it before, just compare this list to that list and see how they compare.
See how things change. See how inconsistent I am.
Well, this is your top five captains today. That could change from one day to the next.
Yes, it's constantly changing.
I guarantee you. If I'm going to put it in the message right now and see if he did what I think he's going to do.
Right.
But I don't think that he did.
So I have top five and I have three OLIs. Okay. So I'll give you a second here, Billy, before we get to Captain Lee. I will give you a second here. Have you sent it to Mikey yet?
I predicted not only a person that obviously is on the list, I predicted where he should go, but I don't think you put him there.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys ready for this before we get to Captain Lee? Okay. So
top
these are
five captains.
These are OLIs, okay? I have three of them.
Okay. First though, if you're listening, you can pause it right now and then make your own list and see if you want to play the game like Stugatz used to do back in the day where he would make his own top five list.
Yeah.
And then once you have your list, then hit play again. And then also hit subscribe and all of that stuff.
Yes.
And vote for God Bless Football.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
And vote for God Bless Football. That's a big ask. I mean, all right, here we go.
Well, we only have a couple weeks less to three-peat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us as one of the, you know, team captains here? What do you think we should do if we three-peat?
It's another captain right there.
With God Bless Football?
Yeah, like what kind of three-peat gifts should we get? I'm wondering, because, you know, you're the big earner here. I feel like it's your responsibility
golf to carts?
Gift us things. Mm. Ooh, three-peat golf carts.
What do you mean golf carts? Golf carts? What are you talking about? Billy has a set of clubs that haven't moved in 2 years. What do you need golf carts for?
I don't need him to golf. I just need him to get around my house.
Oh, okay.
Really? Maybe it's the motivation. The motivation we need to pick up the clubs. You know what I mean?
Tricked out.
How about this? If you buy me a golf cart, I will find a way to get it up to your golf course. And when we go golfing with Raheem Mostert, I'll be the designated driver.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Done. Golf carts for everyone.
You have to buy me a golf cart.
Okay. They're expensive, Billy. I mean...
Three-peats. I mean, how often do three-peats happen?
Three-peats, right. It's worthy of a golf cart. I will buy you guys both golf carts.
If I've learned anything,
Everything gets expensed.
Oh, I'm expensing it. I can't wait for Lebatard to get a receipt for two golf carts. It's going to be
three golf carts.
Oh, three. I'm sorry. It's like $24,000.
Don't forget yourself, man. Treat yourself. You earned it.
Yeah. I already have one, though.
On Dan. Yeah, treat yourself on Dan.
But I don't have one on Dan. That's a different kind of golf cart. That's true. Right. Yep.
And this is going to have a special three-peat decal if we do, in fact, do it. So, okay. Guys. If you're looking for a reason to vote for God Bless Football for Best American Football Podcast in the Sports Podcast Awards, and it's not because you like us, and it's not because you want to support us, and it's not because you want to support K-Funk and, you know, whatever's going on there, and you don't want to support Golic or Sims or any of that stuff, do it so that we can get special decaled golf carts. In fact, Stu Gotts, and I don't think we can commit this, but so this is not a promise. Legally speaking, all the lawyers out there, this is not a promise. This is not anything.
Okay.
This is just me throwing out an idea. And I don't know what you think about this idea, Stu Gotts, potentially. Mm-hmm. What if we get a fourth three-peat golf cart that we can give away? Now, I'm not promising that. This is not legally binding. I'm not doing that. I'll sign it. Stu Gotts will sign it. Mikey A will sign it. What do you think of that idea? We'll float the idea and see what becomes of that idea. This is not a contest or promise or anything.
Just I'm good with it as long as Lebatard's paying. So, I mean, get as many golf carts as you want. I don't care.
We'll run it by someone.
All right. I think Captain Lee should get the fourth golf cart.
Imagine you paused when Billy said to pause and came back thinking that you were going to hear a list as soon as you hit play again.
And yet what you heard is Billy still talking.
I'm trying to potentially give people golf carts, maybe.
I know.
I'm with you.
Right. All right. But
you know what else? You know what I'm also thinking that we should do, Stu Gotts?
What? I can't
for
wait.
For God Bless Football?
I cannot
wait. A God Bless Football giveaway?
Yes.
And I almost don't want to say it because it's so good.
Right.
But I'm going to say it.
Say it, Billy.
We should buy Connor Stallion's vacuums and give them away.
Yes.
Like go to his vacuum store and buy a bunch of Connor Stallion's vacuums and give those away as presents.
I'm in. Yeah.
I need to track down this store and see if there's still vacuums for sale that we can give away. Anyways,
what an odd expense report. Golf carts and vacuums. I mean,
I still have to expense my Uber rides and my Bird scooter rides from Austin 2 years ago also. So.
Oh yeah. Same here. I got so
busy
many
day for our CFO. Yeah.
You know what? I was just cleaning out some things in the house and I stumbled across so many receipts from Austin and from last year's Super Bowl. How about that?
Top five captains.
So,
top five captains. Top OLI. Captains. I have three of them. You ready?
Yeah.
OLI, Captain and Tennille. Good one. OLI, Captain Kangaroo.
Wow.
OLI, Captain Munerlin. Cornerback for the Carolina Panthers.
Pretty good. Yeah, he was pretty good.
He was pretty good. Number five, Captain Lou Albano. Captain Lou, one of the all-time great wrestlers. I mean, wasn't really a wrestler, more of a coach, but one of the all-time great wrestling figures, I should say. Billy?
Okay. Sure.
That's all you had?
Sure.
All right. Thought you had something else. Number four, Captain Crunch.
It's a big one.
It is.
It's a big one.
Do you let the Captain Crunch get soggy in the milk, or do you eat it right when you pour it in? I like to eat it right when I pour it in. I like it crunchy.
I think you might be a serial killer if you let it get soaked.
It's a bit extreme.
Yeah, okay. see what he did there?
Yeah. I did. Yeah, cereal.
Works two
cereal.
Ways.
Yes, I got
cereal.
It. Yes, it was a good joke. I got it.
Spelled differently, but sounds the same.
Number three, Derek Jeter. The captain.
Should have been number two. That's what I wrote. He was number two on his uniform, so I sent to Mikey number two Derek Jeter.
There's a number two that's going to make about 10 people laugh, but those 10 people are going to laugh really, really hard. Number two, Captain Curtis Stevenson.
I'm not one of those 10 people.
No, that didn't need to be number two.
Oh, man. I want to make Captain Lee number one, but I'm not going to do it. Because number one is reserved for Captain Kirk. Top five captains.
There you go.
Thanks. Were you right?
Captain Lee.
No, I told him you should Jeter's for sure on the list, and he should be number two because that's his uniform number. It'd be great. Number two, Derek Jeter, the captain.
Yeah.
But you went Captain Curtis instead.
Could have done it like Bob Shepard, number two.
Normally, I send these to Billy in advance, but I wanted to surprise him because Billy is right. He would have put Jeter at number two.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
I mean, it was right there as a layup.
Right there for the taking. I took a number two on the segment. Let's go to
anyways.
Captain Lee, our boy, Mikey A's first experience with the pirate, Captain Lee.
His maiden voyage, some would say, Stu Gatz.
Yeah. You're on your game.
Ah.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Who would you have walk the plank, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Based on how they play this weekend. Yeah.
The guy that was backing up one of the defensive starters for the Dolphins.
Oh.
On the right the side. One
that did the Ole move that just let Mahomes run right past him?
Yeah.
What was that?
Were his shoes tied together?
Exactly. I remember when players liked hitting each other. And exactly right. I remember when players liked hitting each other in football. Now it seems like it's too cold to play games. We're there. Mahomes showed me something when he was playing with a cracked helmet, personally.
Yeah. I don't know. He just didn't look crisp. He didn't look sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I thought some of those passes that came out of there that went for touchdowns, a couple of them I thought looked like, you know, it was duck season.
Yeah.
You think it's because Taylor Swift was in the audience? That might have thrown him off a little bit?
I am so sick of every time they do something, they go up to the booth and see how Swift reacts.
Mm-hmm. Enough, right?
It gives a flying whether Taylor Swift likes a football game or not.
Boom! Captain Lee, yes.
Not a Swiftie, huh?
She should walk the plank, right?
No, I think she's extremely talented. I think she's a very smart businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't give a rat's ass what she does, you know, after her boyfriend. I mean, what did she think of her boyfriend when he was dead open?
Yeah, lots of drops.
Yeah.
Dropped it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Show that reaction, right?
Yeah. Don't give it to me. I don't want this thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hot potato.
She's writing a song called Stone Hands now, I think.
But did they show her then? No.
No.
Nope.
They should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Only when Kelsey does good.
Yeah.
Captain, so we were talking, I don't know if you're familiar with Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. He's covered the Dolphins for a very long time. He's a big fan of yours. So we were talking about the Dolphins game with him, and he believes that the Dolphins are simply cursed, that this happened years ago, and that it had something to do with Don Shula and that the Dolphins are cursed. So we have been trying
to... The undefeated season, Billy, that's what he says. It's the curse of the undefeated season, yeah.
Well, so as a result, we are efforting to reach out to a witch that we know, a priestess, to see if we can have Greg Cody communicate with Don Shula from the beyond to see if Don can, you know, lift the curse that he has put on the Dolphins. Do you buy into any of that at all? Are you interested in joining that maybe? Do you have anything you want us to say to Don on your behalf?
Yeah, I got no goddamn dog in that hunt.
Okay.
You don't want to talk to a witch? What's the matter with you?
Well,
I've talked to a lot of witches. You haven't seen my show?
Ain't that the truth?
But how about a witch that can grant you access to Don Shula? How about that? Or anyone?
Well,
she's not
a genie, yeah.
Right.
Well, I would go for that.
Okay.
If we arrange this, we'll bring you in, loop you in on this.
Well, wait, Billy, let's see who we would like to talk to. Captain Lee, if you could speak to anyone who has passed already, who would that person be if there was one person?
One person.
Yes.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. Okay. Let's see if we can get her to talk to John as well.
We'll talk to Rosalind the Witch, okay?
Yeah. Let me write that down.
See if we can
make that her name, Rosalind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's her witch name. She has an actual other name, but that's her witch name.
Yeah.
Priestess.
We don't provide a real name to protect the innocent or the guilty or whatever that is.
I mean, I guess it's like a stage name. Not to say that witchcraft is like staged, you know, stuff, but I don't know. We can ask her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Witchcraft is revered in some circles these days.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like the 15th century or 16th century.
What would you
know? She, at the cross.
She actually goes on Halloween to Salem and they have like a whole thing. And I believe that the last time she was on with us, she told us that her niece was showing tendencies of having the gift. So it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I suppose gift is determined in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, I can't communicate with Don Shula. So if she can do it on our behalf, I'd say it's a gift.
It'd be a gift for us. That's for damn sure.
Exactly right. She also told me that there was a ghost in my house, which I didn't love. But, you know, so far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
What does the ghost do?
Right now, the ghost just turns on the vent above my stove. Sometimes it'll turn on and off at random times. And I think it could be faulty wiring. But the priestess told me that it's a ghost that lives in the house.
You might want to check your remote.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Check your batteries in your remote.
You don't believe in ghosts, Captain Lee? You don't believe in ghosts?
No, I'm not a firm believer in ghosts.
Right. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, gotcha. What would you ask, John?
I think
there's
a lot of ghosting going on this weekend on the football
field. Oh, no, we'll get to the games. We'll get back to the games. You're going to pick this week's games. We're very excited about this. I want you on every week. Trust me. What would you ask John Wayne, though?
Oh, God. What happened? I'd like to be able to show him where we're at now in the world.
Oh.
And give him a full rundown of everything that's happened and going on.
Right.
And go, what the f*** happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the Duke's reaction would be to that?
I think roll he just over. Turn his yes, roll over for
yeah. Just head back into the grave. Yes. Say you know what,
it's better down here. Yeah,
turn his back and walk away.
This wouldn't happen if the Duke were alive, though, right? We'd be fine,
mm-hmm.
right?
I don't know. It used to be back in things were definitely different, and that's the way he lived his personal life as well.
Yeah.
Because I've dug into that a little bit.
Uh-oh. And
he was just, he was larger than life.
Yeah.
We're kind of missing that presence. There's not a Duke-like presence anymore. There's no John Wayne in celebrity that I can, you know, think of off the top of my head.
None. The closest that I would say that, and this is just a very much on the fringe, would have been Sean Connery.
Right.
I thought
he was a huge, huge presence. And he displayed that overall, you know, do the right thing attitude. Even though it might be painful, you still do the right thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Captain
and
Lee.
That's not prevalent today at all.
You're right.
No.
So who do I have to step over or on or kick while they're down to get where I want to go? Because the whole world's about me.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. What do you do about Tua here? Do you give him a big contract, Captain Lee? You're a big Dolphins fan. What would you do with Tua here?
If I were Mr. Ross, right, signing the checks, I wouldn't give him a big contract.
Hmm.
I would keep him around, what, his fifth year?
Yeah.
I'd keep him around his fifth year and see if we couldn't do something with the defense. He just doesn't play well when we need him to.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, if you just put it, you can't put it all squarely on his shoulders, but man, you've got to hit your targets. And I didn't think Mahomes looked exceptionally sharp that day. I thought Tua obviously looked even less sharp.
What's the coldest, you know, everyone was talking about the weather in that game, Captain Lee. What's the What's the coldest it's been when you've been out on the boat, like braving the elements? Do you have a story there?
Oh, God, yeah. It was actually in Baltimore.
Oh, boy.
Our owner had back surgery, and his father was in the hospital at Johns Hopkins. And he said, would you bring the boat up to Baltimore for Christmas and New Year? And I thought he was like jerking my chain at first.
Right.
The North Atlantic is not a great place to be in the wintertime.
Sure.
It can be bad enough in the summer. But in the wintertime, it's just brutal. I have pictures. When we got there, we tried to wash the boat down, and we couldn't because the water was freezing as soon as it hit the metal surface on the boat. Oh. And so we had to sit there with this shitty, dirty-looking boat for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And every day, I'd look outside on the bridge, and there would be seagulls walking on the ice surrounding the boat. And I'm going, tell me I didn't do this.
How much time did they even spend on the boat? Was it even worth it?
Yeah, they actually, that's where he wanted to be. And he got released from the hospital, and they had rented like half a dozen rooms or half a dozen suites for the whole family at the Hyatt Regency there. So they had like a lot of space, a lot of room. But he wanted to be on his boat with his family for Christmas and New Year's. In fact, he had us fly in a roasted suckling pig from New Zealand because it was their New Year's tradition. And being they were from Mexico and being from, you know, Latin America, they ate dinner rather late. So it's like 10:30 before we even started serving dinner. And I'm going like, whoa, wait a minute here.
Captain Lee, if the quarterbacks left, who would you most want to be, like, you know, part of your crew on the boat? Would it be Josh Allen? I imagine you would like a guy like Josh Allen, right?
Josh Allen just seems to stay calm and extremely quick on pulling the trigger when he sees an opportunity. I don't think he lets an opportunity go to waste. If he sees a hole in the defense, I mean, he's squirting through it.
And to his detriment sometimes. He's a little reckless.
That touchdown run he had for, what was it, 40-some yards?
Yeah.
52.
I'm just going like,
what?
Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Can we talk about that run? Because Josh did that little slowdown thing where now the defenders can't hit you, and that may have given him a little extra room there to kind of get up and keep running.
It looked like he was taking a knee, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to go slide, and they didn't want to hit him and then get a penalty for that. I feel like just hit him. You know what I mean?
I think the defense was kind of froze because everybody else thought somebody else was going to tackle him.
Yeah.
And nobody did. And then they're going, you know, they're all sitting there with their junk in their hands going, what the hell?
Would you go to Buffalo for a game like that, Captain Lee? You see the elements. Is that something that you would go for, or you're fine just staying indoors?
I am not a big Buffalo fan to begin with. Never have been.
Right.
And I had an opportunity to do an engagement up there that I was getting paid for, and going to a hockey game as one of the perks. And I just said, nah, it was in the middle of winter, and I just said, nah, can't do it. And you saw the reason why over this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a guy walking through waist-deep snow. You couldn't even see a seat.
Trying to find a seat. You couldn't pay me to do that, Captain Lee.
They could have fit that game in on Sunday, I think. I don't think they needed to postpone that one. Brave the elements, you know?
Was it any better?
No.
Nah.
No.
Captain Lee, I have exciting news for you. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you picked games for us, and you have the best record of anyone that's picked games for us the entire season. You are 4-0-1, so you have not lost. So you're a leader. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Wow. That's I'm impressed with myself.
Well, we allowed you to adjust the line however you wanted to. So, I mean,
you're
the captain, though. You're the captain.
That's an advantage.
Yeah. You're the captain.
Barely.
We'll let you do it again this week. Okay.
All right.
I mean, you're the captain. What's going on in your podcast, Salty? I love the name, by the way.
We're just having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're making fun of a lot of people that I think deserve it.
Good. Mm. Like who?
That's been one of my favorite pastimes for years, is to
making fun of people.
Well, call people out that deserve to be called out. And some people just go like, oh, no, they're on too much of a pedestal. And as far as I'm concerned, nobody's safe.
Yeah. Who are you calling out lately? Like, who's the person right now?
I had Eddie on, who was my bosun for, he was on 4 or 5 seasons, probably the longest running, next to myself and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And we started back with season 1. And we just started picking on some people. I think Raquel, I think she took the brunt of most of our abuse for that podcast.
Poor Rocky. I mean, Eddie really played her.
Only because she deserved it.
Yeah, but Eddie made her look like a crazy person. When you know, behind everybody's back, Eddie was sleeping with her.
Trust me, she was.
Oh, okay.
Here's the way the crew mess was set up. We had to use a guest room, which did have access to the crew mess through a back door. And it looked like a dresser was in front of it or something like that, but you'd open it up and you'd have access. And where it emptied out was right into the laundry room. So she'd call Eddie on the phone and Eddie'd go out the back door straight into the laundry room. And we'd never wired the laundry room for sound or video before.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a laundry room, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Yeah.
Not much room in there to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah.
Well, they found a way.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was the spin cycle in the washer that did it or.
Right.
Hmm.
Could have been a contributing factor.
Strangest place you've ever done it on the boat, Captain Lee.
Just
wondering.
I'm pretty conventional.
Yeah.
I'm into my creature comfort, so I'm not into the bosun's locker or the laundry room or any of those places.
Right.
The wife and I stuck to
a bed.
Just the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
The captain's quarters, which on big boats are pretty nice.
Yeah. Not outside or anything. Maybe you're going sunset, nothing like that.
You don't have any privacy outside.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're the captain. You just tell people to look away, you know?
You know, the beach has that stuff called sand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. Right. Yeah. It gets in places you don't want it.
Places where you don't want it.
Right.
It's crevices.
Yeah.
Yeah. No longer going to be fun.
Right. Just give me a mattress, you know?
Yeah. Stugatz, so when Rocky was on the show.
I'm grabbing a mattress and putting it on the tender and taking it to the beach.
I love you, Captain.
So, Stugatz, when Rocky was on the show, Rocky brought a mermaid fin that she, I guess, just had from home or whatever. And
around the house.
She'd frequently just jump off the boat in the mermaid fin and just go for a swim. And I believe quit, but you were down crew at the time, so you allowed her to come back. She just took off her clothes and jumped off the boat and swam away. And then another crew had to drive her back on a boat.
Yeah. Well, when she left, my initial response was good. It was Eddie that told me, he said, Rocky just jumped overboard. I said, good. He said, aren't we going to go get her? I said, no. She's swimming to this boat behind her.
Right.
I said, good. I hope they have better luck with her than we did.
Good riddance, Captain Lee, right?
Yeah, I was happy to see her go. I considered that, you know, an exodus that I was applauding.
Hmm. Do you want to...
What you're saying is if we do this thing with the witch and with Greg Cody, you would not like Rocky to be part of that.
Unless we could send her someplace special.
Oh, okay.
Let's try that, Captain Lee. I have good news for you on another front, by the way.
I'm ready.
Oh,
Dan Lebatard, who I co-host, you know, I do the show with, he reached out. Billy, I saw him do it. He reached out to Jimmy Johnson today, and he asked him to come on. First off, he asked him two things. One, can Captain Lee get into the fishing tournament? Okay. And number two is, will Jimmy come on with Captain Lee the next time Captain Lee is on the show? Dan has not gotten a response yet, but I am telling you, he has a much, much, much better chance of getting a response than I do, Captain Lee, because he's really friendly with Jimmy, okay? So we're baby steps, okay? Just stay with us.
We're working at it.
Yes, Dan's working on it now, okay?
I like that.
All right. And if he doesn't get it done, you take him out in your podcast salty, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm. That would be, you know, I've been a fan of his for a while.
Lebatards?
Well, of course. Yeah. But Jimmy Johnson. Well,
yeah, Jimmy. You met Jimmy, though. It's okay.
Yeah, not Dan. You don't have to say. Just, you know, it's okay.
No, he's a great guy.
Jimmy.
Dan.
Oh.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know. Whoever you want to be talking about, Captain Lee. You're the boss. You're the captain.
Oh, God. You guys are too good to me.
We love you. You want to pick games right now?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm up for it.
So I'm going to give you the Vegas spread, the DraftKings spread, okay? But feel free to do with that spread whatever the hell you want because you're the captain.
Okay.
All right. You can move it, all right? So you have the Texans at Ravens. Again, you're 4-0-1 on the season. Leader in the clubhouse right now. Texans at Ravens. Ravens are -9 at home. Take it on CJ Stroud. Captain, who are you going with here?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Ravens on that.
Okay.
At home.
Yep.
And yeah, I give Houston 9.
You'll give them 9 because you can make it Ravens +5 if you like. I mean, it's up to you.
Well, that's within reason.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if I can make it Ravens +5, I'll do that.
Captain Lee, listen to me.
Then.
Captain Lee, the host of the podcast Salty, listen to me, okay? You can move the line wherever you want to move it because you're the f-ing captain. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
So if you want the Ravens +5 at home against the Texans, it's all yours.
Let's lock it in.
All right. Lock it in. Okay, here we go.
Final answer.
All right. Packers at 49ers. 49ers -10 at home. San Francisco.
Yeah. I'm picking the Niners.
The Niners. Even?
They're favored by 10. You want it to be even.
So 49ers -2?
We'll make it a pick'em. It's kind of incredible, Captain Lee, how the 49ers have just had such great luck with, or not the 49ers, the Packers, back-to-back-to-back. You go from Favre to Rodgers and now Jordan Love. We weren't sure how that was going to look, but he's been great.
Where the hell did he come from?
Exactly. I don't know.
I mean, they drafted him. He was just sitting behind Aaron for a little bit.
I don't know where
wasn't he like a number 7 pick or something?
I think it was like 16 or 17. I don't know where he came from. I can tell you where he's going to go, and that's the Jets in 2037. So
yeah. So they got him. They got him as the 26th pick in the first round of the 2020 draft out of Utah State. So he's been there for a little bit. Now he's finally getting his shot, and look at what he's doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's making them respectable, but I think the 49ers are. I think they're the team to beat.
Okay, let's go to the next game.
I thought they were great last year, and I was really disappointed when Purdy got hurt early on.
Yes, yep.
And they had to play. Who was it? Did they have a water boy in football?
They just stopped. They just didn't pass the rest of the game. They somehow ran out of quarterbacks on their team as soon as he got hurt, which is shocking.
Right. Now they have Sam Darnold, so in case something happens to Purdy, of course. So we'll see. Anyway, I have a feeling he was a Jet quarterback. That's why you've never heard of him.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yes.
He wasn't great.
He wasn't great. Fifth overall pick. I have a feeling I know where he's going here, Billy. Buccaneers at Lions. Lions -6. He has to take the Bucs, right? I mean, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You seem like a Dan Campbell guy to me, Captain Lee.
I'm taking the Lions.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. -6, or you want to move it, or what do you think? +3.
They're playing in Detroit, right?
Yeah, in Detroit.
Yeah. Motor City.
Yeah. I am well said. That's an indoor stadium. I'd give the Bucs 6.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep it at 6.
We'll keep it at 6. Right.
If you want to move it before the game starts, just let me know, okay?
Yeah,
after the game starts.
I feel pretty comfortable with that.
After the game starts. All right, final game for you, Captain. Chiefs at big game of the weekend. Chiefs at Buffalo. Buffalo -2.5 at home. Your boy Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills there.
Yeah, Chiefs are off enough. Yep.
Absolutely. I'm taking the Bills. I think KC shot their wad against Dolphins, and yep. I don't think the score indicates how the game was played.
Agreed. Captain Lee, when you're out on the water, it's cold out. Like, you saw Andy Reid's mustache, right? That it froze up. Has that ever happened to you? Your beard, anything?
No.
No, it's weird, right?
If it's that cold, you're not going to see me outside the confines of the interior.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have to tell you that one time that I made the pilgrimage to Buffalo or to Baltimore on the boat, the owner, let's just say he took extremely good care of myself and the crew, because it was Christmas time, handed out exceptionally large Christmas bonuses, told us on the way back, treat it like a vacation, take as much time as you want, stop every night, don't let the chef cook anything for anybody, stop at every place you want to stop, grab your meals, go to restaurants. He said, just have a good time. That's how much he appreciated us doing that for him at Christmas.
All right. Check out the podcast. It's called Salty. He's also on Cameo as well. I saw you on Cameo, Captain Lee. I'm going to buy a Cameo from you. I'm going to. Check out his podcast, Salty. We'll talk to you next week. We want you to pick the game moving forward here, and hopefully I'll have Jimmy Johnson for you, okay?
I look forward to it. You guys are a lot of fun.
Well, because we love you. You're a lot of fun. Get out of here. Thank you, Captain Lee.
Thank you, guys. All the best.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.